This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Narang Koyang. Arunachal Pradesh celebrated its 39th statehood day today. Arunachal became a fledged state on February 20, 1987. The men's state function was held at IG Park in Itanagar. Governor Lieutenant General K.T. Parnayak participated in the function as the chief guest. Chief Minister Pema Khandu and his Council of Ministers and Union Minister Kiran Rijiju, along with others, also attended the celebration. Addressing the public on the occasion, the governor said that Arunachal Pradesh is blessed with abundance of nature, a green state, which never indulged in any insurgencies, unlike other northeastern states. He said that Arunachal Pradesh occupies a strategically important place due to sensitive and disturbed borders with Tibet, China and Myanmar. The governor said that the transition from Northeast Frontier Agency to Union Territory to a full-fledged state has empowered Arunachal Pradesh with greater political autonomy, allowing it to start to chart its own path of progress and prosperity. Chief Minister Pema Khandu on the occasion said that Arunachal Pradesh is a resourceful state and has the potential to grow in every sector. He said the government is framing various policies and implementing those on the ground. He said today the state has achieved a lot in the field of tourism when compared to the past.
Arunachal Pradesh bahut hi resourceful ek rajya hai. Tourism ka kshetra mein ho, agriculture and allied ke kshetra mein ho, माइनिंग एक्टिविटीज में हो या चाहे हाइड्रो पावर के डिस्ट्री में हो, इतना अच्छा पोटेंशियल्स है. टूरिज्म में देखिए, अभी आज अरुणाचल प्रदेश कहां से कहां हम लोग निकल चुका है. पहले एक वक्त हुआ करता था टूरिज्म में केवल सिर्फ तवांग ही पॉपुलर हुआ करता था. आज देखिए तवांग के अलावा हमारा जीरो कितना उभर गया है, हमारा पूरा सियांग बेल्ट पासीघाट से लेके कितना आगे चल रहा है, मेचुका कितना आगे बढ़ रहा है. अनिनी जैसे डिस्ट्रिक्ट जिनको अवार्ड मिला है कि बेस्ट ऑफ द डेस्टिनेशन, कितना अनिनी में टूरिस्ट अट्रैक्शन हो रहा है.
Speaking on the hydropower potential of the state, Mr. Khandu said that in the coming next 10 years, Arunachal Pradesh will generate 10,000 crore rupees as revenue every year from the hydropower sector. He further informed that the central government has accepted the state government's proposal for 26% equity share from all the upcoming hydropower projects in the state. President Draupadi Murmu today extended greetings on the occasion of Arunachal Pradesh and Mizoram's statehood day. In a post on X, she praised both states for their extraordinary natural heritage and cultural traditions. I wish the wonderful people of Arunachal Pradesh and Mizoram script new chapters of progress and excellence, President Murmu said. In the meantime, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended his best wishes to the people of Arunachal Pradesh on their statehood day in a social media post. Prime Minister said, "The people of Arunachal Pradesh are making rich contributions to India's development. The culture of the state is also greatly admired, particularly the vibrant tribal traditions and the rich biodiversity." Prime Minister, internship scheme has once again opened for application with the launch of round 2 of the pilot phase. After more than 6 lakh applications in round 1, the second round offers more than 1 lakh internships opportunities in top companies across the country. Corporate Affairs Ministry said more than 300 companies across the sector, including oil, gas and energy, banking and financial services, travel and hospitality, automotive and many more have offered internship opportunities to the youth to enhance their employability. In round 2, each applicant can apply to up to 3 internship applications. The Prime Minister internship scheme is designed to harness the potential of the country's youth population by providing them with 12-month paid internships in top companies. The scheme targets individuals aged 21 to 24. Who are currently not enrolled in any full-time academic program or employment. Each intern will be supported with monthly financial assistance of 5,000 rupees, supplemented by one-time financial assistance of 6,000 rupees. BJP's first-time MLA Rekha Gupta has been sworn in as the new Chief Minister of Delhi at the iconic Ram Lila Maidan in the national capital this afternoon. Delhi Lieutenant Governor V.K. Saxena administered the oath of office in secrecy to Ms. Gupta. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.